Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness in Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga teacher, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm with my friend Carolyn Gozen, and we're going to be talking about UFOs. We had a personal experience when we were driving towards a spiritual weekend where there was going to be drumming, the chief was going to be there, and a lot of our dear friends that offer different modalities were there for just a good time and to share all of our spiritual talents and to learn from one another. Do you want to say hi, Carolyn?
Hi, Mary Beth. Hi, everybody.
We've been friends for such a long time, and I'm happy that you joined us today. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure many of you listening today have seen something in the sky that you just don't know exactly what it was, and you kind of ask yourself, was it a UFO? And then I'm sure there's some of you that it is definite. You know that you saw a UFO. And then others, ask yourself, do you believe in UFOs? Do you think that we are the only ones, that people are the only ones in this multi-universe, and there's been so many thousands upon thousands of sightings? And do you want to start with our personal experience? We were driving up to Huron Forest for our spiritual weekend, and I believe we were going through Whittemore.
Yes, I live in Saginaw, so we were driving from Saginaw to Glennie, Michigan, and had gone M13 up to Standish, and then just past Standish, we took M65 north, and we were driving. It was evening,
I think it was around dusk, wasn't
just
it?
Just coming on to dusk. And we were driving into Whittemore. And
that's a hot spot. We didn't know it at the time, but after that, I looked it up, and so many people have seen UFOs. And we just compared notes, and we remember a light metallic craft with red and white lights that were not moving like an aircraft. So I literally pulled over to the side of the road, and we were looking, and we were just engrossed in what exactly were we looking at?
Well, I had drawn a picture when we got back home, and as I bring the picture out, to me, on the bottom of the craft, it looked like a sand dollar. It had a couple of elongated,
almost like cigar shapes.
Yes, in a cross, like a T on the bottom. And it looked like it was emanating light, but it wasn't a glass. It looked more opaque.
Almost like an opal color,
exactly.
Wouldn't you say?
Yep. And there was light behind it, so that stood out.
So she wanted to get out of the car and take a picture. And I've seen on different shows that if you take a picture that they will take you. So I literally grabbed her arm and pulled on her and pushed it down so she couldn't take a picture and she couldn't get out. And then I just remember after the experience, we looked around and there was a half a dozen cars on this two-lane road that we were all awestruck and just looking up. So it was something we both never forgot. And you still are mad at me, aren't you, that I didn't let you take that picture?
I still wish I would have gotten a photo.
But
I'm such a picture person.
But you weren't taken. And it's interesting because one of the people that were at the spiritual happening that weekend gave out Merkabas. And ironically, Carolyn's Merkaba that she received was opaque and opal, and we just
and white,
and that synchronicity of what we saw at dusk that evening heading towards Huron Forest where we were going. I'm like, that's an interesting.
It almost mirrors the picture that I drew.
It does mirror the shape of the picture, like a Merkaba, and then the craft had like a dome. And it was like kind of like a silver metallic color, like an aluminum looking color.
And as we remember, the craft was not rotating, but there were lights on the bottom of the craft that were alternately white and red. And those were going around in a pattern in a circle rotating. However, the craft was not, and it was completely silent. Of course, we were sitting inside of the car, but we really couldn't hear anything.
But it was summertime, and I'm sure we had the windows down when we stopped. But it was funny because it hit everybody that was on M65. Everybody pulled over. So it was that a group of us shared the same experience. And then when it was over, we just drove off. But it was something that stuck with us. And then when I did look up Whittemore area online, there were a lot of other cases. And throughout Michigan, there's a lot of UFO sightings, but you think Michigan has so many lakes and they love being over lakes. They're also UFOs are so many times sighted by Air Force bases too. And out in the woods, they like Air Force bases, water. So when I looked it up for Michigan, southeastern Michigan, the Detroit area, Ann Arbor's a hot spot and the surrounding areas. And in 1966, before people talked about UFOs, there was a wave of sightings in Dexter on the hillside. And also a few months later in Ann Arbor, there were hundreds of people and police officers vouched and they saw it too. So there's just so many cases of UFOs in Michigan and in other states, but particularly by the water, Ludington, Benton Harbor, so many different sightings. So it's just fascinating. And you think of how many TV shows and specials cover UFOs. In the Upper Peninsula, if you're not from Michigan, it is an absolutely gorgeous area. And Lake Superior and the Great Lakes are around there. Copper Harbor, Whitefish Point, where we've got another story about that. But there's been so many sightings of strange shapes and lights in the sky and over the lakes. And northern Michigan, too, Traverse City area, and Charlevoix and Petoskey. And just all these reports, there's definite proof to this. And it's just so fascinating to me that we aren't alone. And it just makes you wonder, is there going to be a time where we actually see aliens that will interact with us or try to interact with us? And then you were just talking to your dad when we were talking about doing this. And what's your dad's name and what did he see?
Yeah, northern Michigan is quite a hot spot for UFO sightings. My dad was saying, his name is Bill Ruger, and about 9 years ago, he and his wife were driving on M13 in northern Michigan toward Pinconning. It's a four-lane road, not real busy, and he remembered seeing something in his rearview mirror. So he stopped the car by the side of the road, and they could see a UFO on the horizon. It was easy to see because the road's quite wide open, and they stopped by and watched it for a few seconds, and then just as quickly it zipped away and it was gone. And my dad, he's a Christian. He's been in the Air Force. He was in the Air Force stationed in Port Austin, Michigan, has never seen anything like that before. And it's just was such a profound experience that he can't forget either.
And he said they pulled off the road to watch too. They had the same effect that we did. Exactly. It was like all engrossing, and it's kind of like, what is that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sure there's so many of you listening that could share stories with me and Carolyn and have had similar experiences. And the UFOs, I was talking about the UFOs and also about Whitefish Point is another area that we liked to go. And that's, you drive over the Mackinac Bridge and it's called Paradise, Michigan. If you've never been, check out Paradise, Michigan. It's a beautiful area. But I was actually folding clothes one day and randomly the TV was playing and they were talking on a documentary about Whitefish Point, Michigan. And I was like, oh, so I stopped what I was doing and paid attention. And they were saying that people have actually seen UFOs go into the water by Whitefish Point. And Whitefish Point is right by the water, and we stop to gaze at the water and sit on the rocks with our old friend Midge, and took her up there because she's getting up in years one last time to kind of enjoy the area. And it's a spot where we got infused, knowingness came through, messages for us. We wrote poetry. And then here I'm seeing on the TV that they did a documentary that UFO crafts have gone into the water there. And we really felt like it was a very spiritual area, a very high vibing energy area. And I just thought it was amazing that here I'm randomly seeing this documentary when I wasn't even thinking about it. But just looking out on Lake Superior and seeing the sun shine like diamonds across, and I could just feel it in my heart that the vibration there is really at a higher level. Don't you think so, Carolyn?
I think so, too. We received several downloads just sitting there looking over the water.
I remember writing like probably 8 different poems that I don't know where it came from. It just flowed through me, and you wrote poetry, mm-hmm. and I think Midge did too. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful area. And Whitefish Point is northeastern tip of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And at, like I said, it's along Lake Superior. So if you ever have time, check it out. And it's absolutely gorgeous in the summer and in the early fall. And it's just really a remote area that isn't real populated, but it's so beautiful. But it definitely has been popular for UFO sighting too. And if you ever need to just connect with your soul, sitting on the rocks at Whitefish Point, you get those downloads of spiritual knowingness that will help you with your life and to guide you and ask for guidance as you sit there looking at the beautiful water. And they, like I said, I didn't realize that Whitefish Point was such a hot spot for UFOs. And I learned in this documentary that it is, and that several people on several different days have seen UFOs in that area. And just like Roswell and Area 51, aliens and spacecraft, I don't believe, just visit one specific area. I think they're all over. I do think they are prevalent by Air Force bases, by large areas of water, and remote areas. And I also, living in Utah, have done several trips to Vernal, Utah. And if you go shopping in Vernal and talk to the locals that have grown up in Vernal, Utah, they all have a story of seeing UFOs over the mesa and disappearing. And it's just amazing that it's just widely accepted because so many of the locals have seen it. And Vernal, Utah is also where Skinwalker Ranch is. So I made my husband drive down the road up to the gate where Skinwalker Ranch is. And both of our phones died when we got by the gate, like spontaneously. So I couldn't even take a picture. And definitely different energy. And like I said, all the locals, there's no doubt when you ask them about UFOs, it's not if they believe. They literally will start sharing stories of orb-like images that they see just go right into the mesa, almost disappearing into the mesa. And if you haven't watched Skinwalker Ranch, you should really check that out. There are too many unusual supernatural things that have happened in that area to mention. But again, if you've never been to Vernal, Utah, oh my gosh, Dinosaur National Monument. I was like a little kid in third grade. They have actual dinosaur bones in the mountain that you can go see. So check that out. And I feel like there's so many vortexes in that area also. But seeing the real dinosaur bones, and you can actually touch the dinosaur bones in that area. And also, there's pictographs and pictures on the mountain that are thousands of years old pictographs. And how cool is that? And guess what they carved into the mountain? And like I said, some of these pictographs are thousands of years old. And they look like UFOs. They look like aliens. They look like spaceships, the pictures that they've carved in from hundreds and thousands of years. This has been happening for thousands and thousands of years. And even the ancient people that lived in that area drew on the rocks to record what they were seeing. And to me, that's incredible that this area is, like I said, I do believe it happens all over, but I do think that there are hot spots in certain areas where they're seeing more and more. So there's, you know, SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. That is a tongue twister. So SETI is focusing on detecting signals from extraterrestrials in our civilization, sound recordings and sightings. So people are really studying this. There's the Galileo Project in 2021, where a Harvard physicist is researching UFOs too. So there's so many academics now. It's so socially accepted, wouldn't you say, Carolyn?
I believe it.
So do you have anything else to put your two cents in about like the cave drawings and the mountain drawings and how they're all over the world? So yeah, it just shows that they have been around forever. So if you look back, you know, in the 60s and the 50s, people were criticized, their lives were ruined, and it was before cancel culture, but they were canceled and listed as crazy if they talked about UFOs in the olden days. And now it's like people aren't afraid to share their stories. And there's carvings and pictographs and petroglyphs in the national parks too. In Creek Canyon, there's a big petroglyph. It's one of the largest, and that's in Utah. And they're all over. They're in other countries. And on the one in Creek Canyon in Utah, you see a drawing of Cocopelli and other figures and buffaloes and the antelopes, and just they showed through the pictures on the rocks what they were experiencing in their life. And several of them look like UFO drawings in aliens, that the way the eyes and the shape of the head are. And it's these ancient drawings line up with what we're still seeing today and still experiencing today. And it's just amazing that it's so accepted now. And do you have anything else to share today, or you think we pretty much covered our whitefish point and how spiritual? Weren't you spiritually moved? Didn't you feel it in your heart?
I certainly was. I think that it's not a coincidence that so many people are coming forth sharing experiences of seeing strange crafts in the sky. Like my near-death experience, seeing a UFO was such a profound experience that it really changed how I look at life, how I look at things. It makes me think that in our unexplored universe, or rather multiverse, we can't be the only beings that God has created, and we certainly can't be the smartest or the most advanced.
Right. Your dad said that today, that mm-hmm. he doesn't think that we're the smartest, I really do believe that they gave us a lot of the technology and the knowingness that we have through the infused knowledge that we felt at Whitefish Point. And that was even before we realized that the UFOs were going into the water there.
I believe that's absolutely true.
Yeah, we could just feel it in our bodies. The vibration is higher there. And I just want you to keep it. Everybody listening today, if you haven't believed in the past, all I'm asking is keep an open mind and ask yourself, why would we be the only ones in this universe and multiverse? There's got to be others out there. There's other planets. There's other aliens. There's other spacecraft. You know, all the mysteries. How did the pyramids get built? How all these supernatural things that we've had for thousands of years, there are solutions and a story behind it that I do think we will know eventually. And I just want to thank everybody for listening today. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is a spiritual message is coming soon. Open your mind to messages. The act of being open is to receive messages, and it removes the resistance and allows the messages to be delivered to you. Stay open, believe, and know a spiritual message is coming your way. So just like in messages from spirit and from your angels and your archangels, be open to the idea that we are not the only ones in this universe. So if you see funny lights in the sky, remember to pull over, but don't take a picture because I don't want you to get taken. So I want to thank you, Carolyn, for being on today and sharing our experiences. We always have fun adventures and go to fun happenings together. So thank you.
Thank you.
And then I just want you to know the reason I'm doing this podcast is to give people hope, to maybe entertain you, to share a little bit of my experiences. But I'm not a doctor, so if you are going through a hard time, ask for help. The strongest thing you can possibly do for yourself is ask for help. And I'm sending you healing love now. And if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at mbnelson09@gmail.com or marybeth333.com. And again, I really do appreciate you. And I want you to know that you are loved. God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.